CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Makassa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. And we got a treat in store for you. This is the Saluwa Show, where my guest and I speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you've heard. Those of you who follow us weekly in our Friday live spot know that once a month we do a poetry pop-up. We used to do it occasionally, but then people liked it so much and we got a feedback, people calling or emailing me. So definitely once a month we have a poetry pop-up, and that's what you're going to be hearing today. And the difference with the poetry pop-up from some other types of events is instead of one person reading 8 or 9 poems and other people who might have hoped to have a chance go away sad. Some people's faces look so sad when they didn't get a chance to read. So here we use a round robin style where each poet does one. If there's time, a person might be able to get two. And we use something called riff. And it's not like getting beat up. It's respectful, interesting, inspiring, friendly feedback. And that's another thing people have liked about the poetry pop-up. So Cynthia has taken the assistant role of telling people what order they're coming in. And we have a couple of things. We have a couple of singers who've noted out poetry starts with, basically, I mean, a song starts with something that is like a poem. So those people that are going to share a song are welcome, and we will hear that. So without further ado, Cynthia, introduce yourself, and then we will hear from Janice.
So I'm Cynthia Sharp. I'm a Vancouver poet. I have books in the Vancouver Public Library and Burnaby Library. And now I get to introduce our first reader, Janice Nathan, who can also share a little bit about herself and her first poem.
Well, I am so excited to be here today. I'm in Los Angeles, California, and today it's sunny and bright, and the rain was luscious, but it needed to go away. That was about enough of it. And I have an extremely exciting thing to share with you today. I have a group that meets on Mondays, and we call it Writing Around the World. And we currently have a woman in Alaska, a woman in Scotland, a woman in Mexico, a woman in Oregon and Washington. She changes up. And then we have another person in LA besides me. And the lady in Scotland right now is asleep, and every time it's 1:30 here, it is 8 hours later there, and she has gone to bed. And I said, how about if I read your poem on the pop-up and give you the kudos for it? But she is just such an adorable reader that next time I'm going to get a recording of her beautiful voice saying the poem. That's half of the magic. And so as we share every Monday, we share 2 hours of time together. So I'm just letting you know how I've met there. And we've been together 5 years now.
Wow.
We were really celebrating the other day. So she liked the word transformation, transitions, all of that. So hers is called transformation. Transformation comes from within. It has nothing to do with organs or skin. It is we souls that need purified. We need to open our third eye to recognize that we are all souls. To become soul conscious is our goal. Points of light full of peace, love, and joy. No matter what happens, we can enjoy. Connecting with God, the one supreme soul. Remembering him is our main goal. He blesses us with a brand new world. when our perfection has unfurled, we will return home with him in our time to remember him when he gives us a sign, as naked as the day we arrived, knowing that we are truly alive. That is submitted by Margaret Elder. We call her M.A. for short. And with the sweetest Scottish accent, you missed the beauty of her poem, but I did the best I could for her. So that's my first contribution today to the poetry pop-up.
Thank you. Okay. We have some else in the waiting room, and we're going to Cynthia.
Like, for feedback, I wanted to say, like, I loved that reading, and I loved how words come into my body and bring me peace. I love how that poem went through my body and brought me peace. And then I'm also going to add, of course, Joanna to our reading list. Is it Joanna coming in?
Johnny.
And Jen. Does anyone else have any more comments for Janice while we're getting our new person in?
I like the reverence of that poem. It just was so reverent and welcoming in spirits, welcoming in love. So thank you for sharing that, Janice. I want to make one slight change in our flow. Johnny, we're welcoming in. Johnny is a heart song, heart health specialist, and she last month had us do an exercise where we listened to our heartbeat and made our own heart sound. I'm not sure. Johnny is in Atlanta, and I'm not sure how long she'll be with us. But the opening, I wanted to see if you would give us an opening to our hearts and tell people just a little bit about what heart sound is.
So greetings to everyone. Thank you so much again for the invite. When it heart song is basically listening to your inner voice and what you may feel in the moment, is one way of being able to connect with your heart song. When you think about something that can be as simple as a hum that you may feel in the moment, could very well be your heart song. For me, I focus on vowel sounds because those are more easy to enunciate. So in this moment, I'll just say what I feel is and that feels soothing to my heart right now, my soul. So you may have a different sound that you connect with in this moment. And when you take a breath, and if it's it almost feels like a like all of the whatever I've been doing all day resting on my shoulder, and when I make that sound and allow myself to just be free enough to express what's coming forward without any critiquing or judging of that, it's like just sort of a letting go. I hope that makes sense to you, and I hope you find something valuable in it.
Any one of you ever have any kind of stress or something at night while you have your head down? It's over on here, just busy in your ear telling you, did mm-hmm. you remember to mail that out? Did you remember to send the people the notice? And I discovered in the middle of the night someone sending a 16-second meditation. And it was so helpful. I thought it's so great that this occurred right at the time that we're doing our poetry pop-up and we're doing our continued celebration of International Women's Month, because both these things can be anxious. So did anyone who last time listened to the Sound of Our Heart. Did anyone have a question for Johnny, or would you like to know more about that 16 seconds? How this is particularly related to poets.
I'm happy to share that.
Janice.
I think that we forget that we have so many natural, beautiful ways to assist ourselves, that we are spending a lot of time, wasting time, looking for happiness outside, and it's not out there. And so if when you proceed to just listen, like she said, to your heart or to your mind, when you have let it calm down out of stress mode, just don't let that. And we somehow get lost in thinking we cannot control that. That's so wrong. I don't know who taught us that, but that's so wrong. And so I'm so pleased that you have brought that to me today, because my other group has brought the butterfly to me. And the butterfly means that you take your hands, you link your thumbs, and you pat your own chest gently when you are feeling flustered, you're feeling nervous, you're feeling scared, which I'm not. I'm so in love with this girl, Miss Charlotte, that I just couldn't wait to jump on the Zoom this morning. So, and to understand that, they said, if you touch yourself right here, it's like someone hugging you. So you don't have to wait for someone to hug you even. So I just wanted to share that real quickly, that we spend so much time searching fruitlessly. Fruitlessly. We need to just come back and be with ourselves. And you brought me to myself. I loved that was my sound too. I could feel that nurturing me. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. In preparation for today, I thought earlier, what will I do? And my voice, I just heard from within, just show up and surrender. And that's pretty much what it takes to just be here in the moment, and whatever is supposed to reveal itself will do that. And the beautiful butterfly, I totally agree with you, Janice. When I wake up in the morning, I do a tapping here and here and here with different affirmations, and I end up right here. And it's always so soothing to just be able to tap into this space. And just allow just whatever is unfolding, clearing out that needs to clear out and prepare me for the day as a part of that morning ritual. So thank you for that. And I will add the butterfly. I didn't know that. Thank you.
I want to add about the butterfly, and that is that you're tapping on the acupressure point.
Yes.
Where the body relaxes itself.
Ah, beautiful, Neil. Mm-hmm.
Johnny, nice to see you again. Thank you for your contribution.
You're
showing up. Yeah, just show up and be yourself. You're beautiful.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Okay, Cynthia is going to continue with the flow of presenters.
So our next reader is Neil Ryan. So we'd love to hear your first poem.
Well, you could tell us a couple of things. Neil has a long list of things, but tell us just a little for people who haven't heard you before about what you realize that you are.
I'm an author. My God, that was really a surprise to me, is that I'm an author. I'm an author of two books, The Brighton Tarot Card Mystery and From the Other Side. And I will be showing these at the Los Angeles Times Book Festival on the 26th and 7th of April. I have my plane tickets, and I've got a place to stay, and I'm just so excited. It's I'm really over the moon. And today I have a very short poem and a very long and a bit longer. It's not really 2 pages, it's 1 page. And I'd like to read, because it's about transition and so forth. I really want to share this. It's called An Ode to Mary. Mary was born in 1903 by the light of oil lamps on a Manitoba farm. In that year, 3 of every 10 babies born never saw their first birthday. She was a bright child, bursting with energy and more courageous than most. But her bound tight and wounded deeply by the rules and limitations of her century. Back then it was God, king, and country, and damn you, woman, know your place. The Edwardian era began in 1901. White males ruled, and women were chattel, expected to do as they were bloody well told. Children were seen and not heard. Grade 3 was enough for a farm girl. Why waste the education on a farm girl? Water gets poured by hand, laundry scrubbed on a washboard, a churn for butter. You can't reach the sink to do the dishes? Well, get a stool. It's a hard scrabble life, and you better know your place. But there's no other place when you don't know any other. Ignore the inequities. Women not yet legally a person without rights to vote or to own property. Ignore the millions of dead, of the 30 million dead from the Spanish flu. Ignore the 1929 crash of the Depression and the 6-year drought with almost zero crops. But most of all, ignore the bank that took the farm. There is no such thing as trauma. Sensitivity is not allowed when survival is at hand. To survive her 5 brothers and her mother's rage, Mary learned to manage the news. She learned to be smoke and mirrors to manage the people and an unsafe world around her. What have we done, Mary, to your homespun rural Manitoba world? Mary's life spanned from the creation of the Model T Ford to Neil Armstrong on the moon. With 3 boys, a newborn, one aged 8 and the other nearly teen, rations and an absent husband, and a war raging around the world that claimed 50 million lives, you held us together. And when the 54 hurricane flood took everything, including our home, you picked us up and we started all over again. I remember you said nothing about the changing mores when I was shacking up with Julie. Your 1900 training ground must have seemed light years from my evolving world. And still, you did your best to cope in a world that must have at times been beyond your imagination. Thank you for struggling through it all, for showing me one way of coping with the world. I apologize for not recognizing the source of your simplicity. Thank you for ignoring my anger that you were not perfect. Thank you for your hard work and for your love-filled food. Thank you, Mary, for being my mother.
That was an awesome tribute.
Oh, yes.
What we do is have two or three people who would like to provide some riff. And we say riff is reflective, respectful, interesting, inspiring, friendly feedback.
I just want to say, Neil, like, I love how you captured us with inviting imagery at the same time as you gave us a powerful and emotional story. Like, the light of the oil lamp was so visual that I felt really present to the time and place, and that made the pathos and emotion of the story of the poem even stronger. So thank you for that gift of your poetic talent woven in with heartfelt messages. Janice?
I was totally engrossed because I am, too, the farmer's daughter. But I was sent to college by the farmer. So even though there was a dichotomy there for me, and then I moved to California from the Midwest, what you did was recognize things that you did not see that were in her. You recognized and realized what the world had done to her after the fact. It's always so easy to see things later. And you weave such a tender story. I just got so involved in wanting to reach out and hug Mary. It was just like I wanted to be in the room with her. I wanted to help her scrub the floor. Whatever it was, just being around her, I could tell she had left that with you, that essence of she was a true mother. And so when you write that poem, it's what we all need to do is go back and say, well, maybe I didn't get along with her that well, but guess what? She was my mother, and I still owe her the life that she carried inside her body. Sometimes we just forget about how miraculous that is. So I appreciate that you just did this wonderful full picture of her, not just a little tiny window. I appreciated the whole picture.
Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you, Janice. And Johnny, thank you for your prayer, for your clasped hands at the end. So
yes, absolutely. I was caught up in the little girl up until you said my mother. I was blown away at that point. It's like the way you just, as you say, you weaved her life story, her life essence, all into this beautiful mosaic picture. And then at the end, as I said, I didn't know you were going to go there, but it was beautiful. So thank you so much. Wow, what a tribute.
It's like the opening to a movie. I mean, that's the next thing, Neil, because you've got all the pieces there, the feelings, the imagery, the distance, but closeness. It was just like the feel, how you delivered that. It's like, wow, that was amazing. I've read tons of obituaries. Somebody, there's a library that's got all the obituaries for people from a time, and it talks about little things that people, you know, where, but you brought us the person. We could picture that floor with it being scrubbed. So thank you so much. And even though at the beginning he said, I'm just going to say I'm a writer. I don't know what you were identifying yourself as before, but you're definitely a writer and a poet and a filmmaker.
Oh, I filmmaker.
Cynthia, do want to continue on? Just bring in, introduce yourself.
It might be a good moment to mention that Delta Literary Art Society has a competition for poets to make films and send in. So people like Neil should look that up. Everyone should look that up. Everybody listening, if you're a poet, Delta Literary Art Society every year has a festival of poetry films. And I saw Neil's piece, it's so visual. So anyway, I'm going to read my poem now. So I'm Cynthia Sharp. I'm an author and a workshop instructor. And I just want to let people know that Stridefest and the Burnaby Writer Society is holding a workshop that's free to the public in the McGill Public Library this Saturday from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. And it's my sensory writing workshop that I've done for Charlotte. I know Neil's taken part in it before. So we're bringing it to the Burnaby Public Library as part of StrideFest. And anyone listening who wants to get a spot in that workshop, you just go to the Burnaby Public Library, either the website or in person or call, and you reserve a spot. You need to have your space reserved, even though it's free. So that's my shout out to this that's coming up on Saturday. So the poems I have today, I was writing to an art show at the Jewish Community Center last night, and the art was about COVID, and it was really structured. The artist was a painter, and she's also a dancer, and she had done really structured art about how we were caught in our houses alone, yearning to connect. And so my poems I have to read with it that go with the art, I thought they need structure, you know? So I did a structured poem, but with a theme of the beauty of spring overcoming the structure. Somehow the beauty of spring and the cherry petals, and the hope of renewal, the hope of getting outside, the relief of the pandemic ending, hopefully overcomes the structure. But we were really structures stuck inside our houses. So I did a quatern. I have a friend, Dennis L. White, who loves quaterns. And so we co-wrote this. And a quatern, for people listening, you can probably guess, is four. So it's four stanzas of four lines each. Each line has eight syllables, and they're in iambic with the rhythm of stress, unstressed, stress, unstressed, and they rhyme. So this is the first one we did. As spring arrives to our delight, as spring arrives to our delight, a welcome friend returns at last. The crocus rise from slumber's night. Another winter now has passed. The frosted earth relents her hold as spring arrives to our delight. Sweet snowdrops blossom in her gold, a waking dream she will ignite. By seasoned artist with foresight, this sequenced order not by chance. As spring arrives to our delight, the flora fauna join the dance. From sacred soil, a life reborn, and days return to dreamy light. This wondrous season welcomes morn, as spring arrives to our delight.
Wow, as spring arrives. It gave me a delightful feeling. You know, I was picturing flowers, I was seeing the bees, I was seeing the sound of water, sitting by water. It's just, and the structure, you know, sometimes when there's a particular structure, there are people checking, you know, are you keeping with the structure? It doesn't invite you to do that, to just be with the poem. So thank you.
I was really hoping that even though I think structure really helps us, because structure contains us and forces us to use different, like Robert Frost said, it forces us to use words we might not have used before, and so it opens things in that way. And I also feel like the purpose of structure isn't, like Charlotte said, it's not to be like, check, 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 is it iambically perfect here? It's more to get your message out somehow for the theme to overcome. So thanks everyone for listening and filling my soul with your beautiful responses. We can see each other here as we're recording.
Does anyone else have a riff for Cynthia?
I'd like to say thank you for the gentleness, the connectedness to the world, but the gentleness that's in that poem is beautiful as usual, but thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much. I was really going for a gentle hope. And did Janice, was that your hand?
You know, you're right about the structure issue. When I was teaching, that was something that the kids a lot of times would rebel against. But for some children, it was necessary. They liked it. So you have to learn that that's what poetry is about. It's not about, you know, it used to be a lot of you know, rules and regulations, and we kind of broke that open and said, it's so much more. And so I really appreciate that you brought that to me specifically to think about why not do more structuring sometimes. And I appreciated that. Had another comment, but it just went right out my head. So someday I'll remember what I was